South Florida. The fun and sun capital of the world.
Ready?
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Live from the Global Pet Expo.
Let's talk pets.
All the products that we are part of, you know, we like to make sure that they keep that in line. It's a product that is going to enhance the relationship between you and your dog. That's my main goal. How can I help modern society to achieve the highest level of connection? And to me, all the way from playing to bedtime to everything in between, it's extremely important because at every single moment, we are having communication with our dogs, and we have to keep that in mind. It's important that we, even when we give our dogs a bath, that we use the scent to introduce the activity. A lot of times, dogs just get water, and then they put the soap, and then they believe that that's not a healthy activity. So to me, educating the public, educating dog lovers is extremely important for dogs to become balanced or to stay balanced. So thank you so much for being here. We hope you enhance your relationship with your clients. We hope, and of course, more importantly, that our dogs become balanced in the future. Thank you very much. This is my brother, and he helped me to design this wonderful thing.
Well, the idea is very simple. You know, dogs, you know, when I start working with Caesar, one of the challenges that we're trying to get gathered, you know, to come up with different designs is just like trying to mimic nature, but at the same time, a reflection on how dogs' lifestyle is all about. You know, it's, their lifestyle is very simple. They don't think about the past. They don't rely on the future. They live in the now. So I was trying to create designs that kind of embodies that kind of idea. You know, simple lines, very natural, playful as well, but at the same time, functional. So if you guys, you know, you can come around the booth and see, you know, some of the lines that we have and, you know, just enjoy it. Thank you.
Anyone who has any questions for Caesar or Eric or myself will be happy to answer them. Yes.
Pues, ¿qué te puedo decir? Estoy muy orgulloso de que finalmente un mexicano, un latino, un ex emigrante está poniendo la sabiduría o lo que yo aprendí de mi abuelo, que nunca trabajar en contra de la naturaleza. Y este es un regalo que de parte de mi abuelo lo estamos haciendo entre mi hermano y yo. Y toda la gente que trabaja con nosotros para que la gente viva una vida más simple con el perro. Yo soy mexicano, en México se vive una vida muy simple con el perro. Están delgaditos, pero no tienen problemas psicológicos. Y eso es lo que yo quiero traer a la cultura moderna de los Estados Unidos, de Canadá y de otras partes del mundo. Sí, claro. Junior. No, Junior, él estaba conmigo desde que estaba chiquitito. You know? Simplemente él quería el hueso ahorita. Él simplemente fue allá donde están los huesos y él quería este huesito chiquitín. Él lo escogió. Míralo, ahí está sentadito. Ahí está, mira. Él sabe lo que tiene que hacer. What I'm saying is the Junior chose the bone right now. He was like, I want to eat that, you know. And so, but he knows that I will never give anything to him, food, toy, if it's not calm first. So this is what I want. What I would like for people to learn and to understand, that when you share something to a dog, don't give it to him when he's excited or anxious. Most of the dogs that I work with are, this is what they're doing. And then they get something, right? And so what happens is you are nurturing that state of mind with whatever you just purchased. So that is not balance in the animal world. You know, calmness and relaxation and peace is what balance is all about. You know, so he knows, you know, that being calm is the right thing. Now, let me show you another. So, not because it's in the ground, he can touch it. So that also gives you access to areas where kids are grabbing food. And he knows that no matter who has the food, he must respect. Right? So this is how they learn respect. They have to stay calm in order for them to give you distance. Right, so this is a pit bull breed. This is a breed that is banned in many places in the world and in America. But so it's not the breed, it's the human behind the dog. And the whole point of the products is to maintain that knowledge that is not about the breed, that we don't have a problem with aggression, that we don't have a problem with breed. We have a problem with education. So every product that we set, that we give to the public is to extend the knowledge, the understanding that we need to learn how to fulfill the needs of our dogs, instead of we blaming our beloved dogs, you know. So that's the goal of everything that we do in Cesar Millan, Inc. Yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Any other questions?
Hi, this is Annie from All Paws Pet Talk. What do you think is the biggest mistake people make when they rescue an animal? I mean, we're encouraging rescue these days. They bring an adult home. Most of those dogs end up back in pounds. So what's the biggest mistake people are making?
This is becoming a seminar. You know that, right? So let me sit down. I can tell you. How can I help you? The biggest mistake by far is, number one, agreement, right? So if it's a family who is rescuing a dog, they all have to agree. Although sometimes it's the dad wants the dog, the moms want the dog, and then the kids want the dog. But one of the family members did not agree. Well, the dog is going to sense this. That's number one. Number two is comparability. Never get a dog that has higher level energy than your family, because this dog immediately will know that he is higher level energy, therefore he's supposed to rule the house. So those are the two main ones, agreement and comparability. After that is fulfillment. We believe, or people believe, or dog lovers believe, that affection is first. I believe it's exercise discipline, then affection. Well, the people that begin with affection end with affection. So they ended up doing, or they end up doing exercise discipline, I'm sorry, affection, affection, affection. You see it? So those become agreement, compatibility, and fulfillment. That's the big stake, the big mistake.
Your elementary school curriculum program that's coming out?
Well, not my personal, right? I did finish. Well, it was a dream of mine to share this knowledge that I have, this instinctual knowledge, you know, that I learned in Mexico. And so Yale University and I partnered to create a curriculum that has been given to preschool and kindergartens, and the Millan Foundation has pretty much funded the curriculum. So right now, 1,600 schools are given this curriculum, you know, where kids are learning at an early age instincts and emotional intelligence, which is empathy and compassion, which is very important for the future of America. And hopefully we can share that information with the rest of the world as well. Well, there's another curriculum for the parents that we're creating, and we're creating a curriculum for the teachers, you know, yeah. Yeah, because when you teach something, if you don't feel it, the kids will see there is no feeling in it. It's just words. You know, my clients are Harvard graduate, but they can't walk a chihuahua. So the thing is, intellectual knowledge doesn't equal the feeling. See, dogs don't know what you do for a living. And, you know, they don't know if you have a degree. They just know what feeling are you projecting at that time. That's who you are in the animal world. So to become aware of who you are in the animal world is by far more important than what we think fame is or what we think success is. They don't care. I mean, that's one of the reasons one of my clients is Oprah. Right? One of the most powerful women in the world. She owns half of the world. And but in the dog world, that has no meaning. Right? Wealth or the money wealth has no meaning. Instinctual wealth is different. You know, the knowledge, the wisdom. Yeah. Anybody?
Any other questions? Well, we'd like to thank you all for... Oh, here.
I have a two-part. One, I volunteer for one of your star shelters, and I was wondering if there's anything that you can provide directly to the shelter, because I'm proof positive that what you say works, because I've done it. So I thank you very much, but I would like to impart that to others as well. And somehow that gets a little bit difficult when everybody has their own way. So do you have any guidance as to how I can get the shelter to align more so that we can always do, especially when we're bringing in animals?
That concept has to do with leadership and follower, right? Everybody wants to lead, but nobody wants to follow. But to be a great leader, you have to be a great follower. So to understand the fundamentals of being a team member, a team player, is more important than the technique. Right, so everybody wants to apply technique. No, I know what I'm doing. I want to walk the dog this way. I want to give the dog a bath. I want to clean that. But that's just the technique, in my opinion. Right? What is more important is fundamentals, the foundation of relationship. So if we don't understand that concept, we cannot function as a pack, right? Well, you're dealing with human being. Yeah. Well, you know, I always say no touch, no talk, no eye contact. You come to my ranch, and it's no touch, no talk, no eye contact. All of them, from a little kid to a grown up, they have to follow those rules. There is no other way around that, because we are all there for the dogs. So once you practice silence, a dog can only mimic silence. But if you enter into a shelter, oh my God, then a dog can only mimic that. You see what I mean? A dog is just a reflection of how we are behaving at that moment. That's all they can do. The humans are really, well, it's not that they're hard to train, it's they're not great listeners, right? Because they want to tell you, they just don't want to listen. So that's really my biggest challenge. My biggest challenge is not an aggressive dog. It's a human who is not in a listening state. I'm still with QVC. I'm open. Oh, there you go. Well, make a proposal.
If you're not with QVC, then we can talk. But I don't want to do it if you tell me you're with QVC.
The question was, are you still with QVC? Caesar's done two shows with QVC in the past. More than two? Okay. More than two. Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you all very much for coming. Caesar is available for interviews after this press conference, and I invite you to visit the product line right behind this display unit here.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.